There are many ag organizations that feel the EPA is overzealous in proposing new rules and regulations. They call them burdensome, costly, scientifically unfounded. And some members of Congress are proposing legislation to rein in the EPA. How do you respond?
Well, you know, I think whenever you start painting with a broad brush like that, that doesn't make sense. I was just at a town hall meeting here in Alpha, Illinois, a farm community. Everybody here wants clean air and clean water, and farmers benefit from being good stewards of the land. We want to emphasize conservation. There are probably some regulations in the past that have not made sense, and we're prepared to eliminate regulations that don't make sense. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, Tom, a lot of times that, you know, folks will get, you know, geared up before a regulation's even been proposed because there's a rumor that there might be some regulation out there. Now, if there's something specific that folks think are actually burdening farmers, then, you know, we're happy to listen, and we want to know about them. But, you know, when what we hear is just general accusations that the EPA is coming after agriculture at a time when this administration has been more supportive of agriculture than just about any administration when it comes to making sure that that sector is strong and we're advocating on their behalf, then, you know, I always want to hear specifics. And if there are specific regulations that don't make sense, we'll be happy to listen. But I think overall the EPA is listening to the agricultural associations and organizations, just like they listen to constituencies all across the country.